Chapter 19. I come home desperate. I come home without a hope, and mad wife thinking that when I said a word of complaint I was reckoned unreasonable and. I told thee I had had a fright. It were the poison bottle on table. I never heard a living creature, but happening so suddenly upon thee, I thought, how can I say what I might have done to my son, or her, or both? Apostrophe, she put her two hands on his mouth, with a face of terror, to stop him from saying more. He caught them in his unoccupied hand, and holding them, and still clasping the border of her shawl, said hurriedly, But I see thee, Rachel, sitting by the bed. I ha' seen thee, all this night. In my troublous sleep I ha' known thee still to be there. Evermore I will see thee there. I nevermore will see her, or think o' her, but thou shalt be beside her. I nevermore will see or think o' anything that angers me, but thou, so much better than me, shalt be by th side on't. And so I will try t look th time, and so I will try t trust th time, when thou and me at last, shall walk together far awa, beyond the deep gulf, in th country, where thy little sister is. Apostrophe, he kissed the border of her shawl again, and let her go. She bade him good night in a broken voice, and went out into the street. The wind blew from the quarter, where the day would soon appear, and still blew strongly. It had cleared the sky before it, and the rain had spent itself or traveled elsewhere, and the stars were bright. He stood bareheaded in the road, watching her quick disappearance. As the shining stars were to the heavy candle in the window, so was Rachel, in the rugged fancy of this man, to the common experiences of his life. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.